Signage that directs riders on how to navigate subway lines, bus routes, and above-ground connections, an art known as wayfinding, is the quiet backbone of a modern transit system. In Toronto, wayfinding has a long way to go. That's according to a new report on the TTC's updated wayfinding strategy, which proposes to expand the scope of wayfinding beyond just maps and signage. The report was commissioned as part of the TTC's $2.8 billion budget for 2025, which was approved earlier this month, and builds on a wayfinding strategy that first rolled out in 2013. The TTC is analyzing emerging best practices in wayfinding by liaising with transit authorities in cities around the world, including Barcelona, Pennsylvania, and Washington. By prioritizing wayfinding, the TTC can not only retain and support their existing customers but attract new and repeat customers through positive and effective customer experience, the report stated. The transit agency is also reviewing how online platforms like Google Maps and transit apps relay details about the system to digital users. Canada's high digital use has increased customers' expectations for online tools to pre-plan journeys since 2013 and mid-trip replanning. Related to this is the importance for consistency between the digital and physical environments, according to the TTC. The TTC acknowledged more tools are needed to adequately relay to customers when route diversions and other unplanned disruptions take place. Our goal with this strategy is to establish a framework for implementing a comprehensive wayfinding solution across the TTC that ensures no customer feels lost or disconnected, per the report. This framework will focus on enhancing the customer experience by integrating forward-thinking systems, optimizing existing resources, and building on proven strategies. The TTC will also consider whether to adopt Metrolinx's design standards, given the increased integration of the two transit systems. The report anticipates financial roadblocks, noting that the transit agency is $140 million short on funding for an earlier project to replace the signs on subway stations. Only 39% of that work has been completed. To bridge this gap, we must explore innovative approaches as our current capital projects proceed to completion, identifying new opportunities and partnerships to accelerate progress and ensure a seamless, inclusive wayfinding experience across the system, the document stated. Given the 200 languages spoken in Toronto, the TTC will apply the principles of universal design by incorporating graphics into its signage and exploring innovative technologies that aid accessibility. Whether it will implement a 2020 motion calling for bilingual signage across the transit network remains undecided. The TTC hopes to spend $53 billion to modernize the transit system over the next 15 years. However, this plan is billions of dollars short and will require financial commitments from the provincial and federal government to succeed, according to the budget. The refreshed wayfinding strategy will be discussed at a meeting of the TTC board next week.